Everybody praise the Lord. It's a joy to be in Ogoni land. Land of freedom. Land of peace. Land of progress. And our coming here for the global crusade at this time is going to blot out every negative thing all over Ogoni land in Jesus' name. All over River State, all over Nigeria, all over Africa, America, Europe, Asia, everywhere, Arab world, the Lord is touching every life. And tonight will be a breakthrough night of supernatural freedom in your life, in every life, here and everywhere. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you at this time. We bless your name. We know you are ready to set everyone free. And we are praying that tonight, total freedom, supernatural freedom, spirit, soul, and body, you grant to everyone in Jesus' name. Manifest your power tonight in an unprecedented manner. Show up, Lord, for everyone here and online. We pray miracles galore, miracles supernatural, miracles unlimited will happen in every life. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You can sit down in the blessing of the Lord. Tonight, being the first night of this supernatural freedom through Christ, I'm bringing to you a message from Exodus chapter 12, and I'm reading from verse 3. Exodus chapter 12, we're reading from verse 3. Here the Lord was speaking to Moses, and he says, "Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb one house." And then he says in verse 4, he tells them, and he's telling us, he says, "And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next door unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb." And then in verse 5, it declares, "Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep." Then it tells us in verse 12, it says in verse 12, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods, all the idols of Egypt, will I execute judgment. I am the Lord." And then an important verse, something you ought to notice and underline for your redemption, for your freedom, and for your total emancipation. It's in verse 13. It says in verse 13, "And the blood of the lamb shall be to you for a token, that is for a sign for heaven, a sign on earth, a sign to God himself, a sign to the angel that will pass over the land on that day, and a sign that is a house marked for freedom." And tonight, the sign is here with you. You are marked for freedom. You are appointed for freedom. And there'll be freedom, freedom in your life, freedom in your soul, and freedom all around you in your family tonight. I pronounce freedom for you. In verse 13, it says, and the blood shall be for you for a token, for a sign upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. That's the declaration of heaven. It's the decree of heaven that when the blood of the Lamb, the blood that signifies freedom, the blood that attracts freedom from heaven, and the blood that wipes away every yoke, every sickness, every infirmity, every condemnation in your life, here is the decree of heaven. It says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague and the judgment shall not be upon you to destroy you, when I smite the land of Egypt. The Lord has given us this. It was a real freedom for the children of Israel. They had been in bondage for centuries, that is, for hundreds of years. And the Lord decided on that day that their day of freedom has now come. And the Lord has not only decided, not only declared, the Lord tonight for you has decreed that your day of freedom has come. Yeah. The decree of heaven, irreversible. The decree of heaven, unchangeable. The decree of heaven, immutable. That God himself declares to you tonight that no matter what had bound you, no matter what have been keeping you down or keeping you back, as an individual, as a family, as a community of people, as you look at the final Lamb, the Lamb of God, Christ Jesus himself, he says, when I see his blood upon you, because you believe, he says, I will pass over you. Destruction will pass over you. Judgment will pass over you. Calamity will pass over you. All those negative things that crawl in your body, crawl to your family, everything will pass away tonight. Tonight I'm talking to you on your threefold freedom through the heaven sent Lamb. That's a Lamb sent by God and sent from heaven, and we have the threefold freedom, and tonight is the night of your freedom. We're looking at three things here. Number one, settled freedom from the condemnation for sin. Settled freedom, a kind of freedom we're not bargaining for it. We're not doing trade by barter for it. We're not negotiating for it. That freedom tonight for you. Where are you there? Your freedom is settled in Jesus' name. Settled freedom from the condemnation of sin. Number two, sure freedom. There is no karma and go, or go and come back. Tonight, your freedom is sure. You'll feel it in your soul. You'll sense it in your spirit, all within you, all around you. Heaven declares for you tonight, you have freedom. I have freedom. What are you? Be it confirmed in your life, in Jesus' name. Sure freedom from the captivity of sickness. I dare tell you tonight that the God of heaven is the God of power and is the God of all possibilities. With him, we are assured nothing shall be impossible. And that's why tonight you have a sure freedom from the captivity of sickness, you'll be healed. A miracle of healing will happen right there where you are. Your blind eyes will open. Your lame legs will receive strength. You'll stand up and walk in Jesus' name. Anything the devil has patched in your body that they call disease or sickness or infirmity, even if you have carried it from birth, tonight you're free. You're healed. You are delivered. Number three, supernatural freedom into the Canaan of sufficiency. Supernatural freedom into the Canaan of sufficiency. The Lord here tonight is sufficient for you. Everybody you brought, the Lord is able, sufficient to take everybody away. Every challenge that you have brought here tonight, the Lord is leading you. And the Lord is going to take you to that Canaan of sufficiency. Sufficiency in your life, in the work of your hand. Sufficiency in every area of your life tonight, in Jesus' name. Let's come back. Number one, settle freedom from the condemnation for sin. Look at Romans chapter 6, reading from verse 23. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death." Now, when it talks about death, you might say, "But I have sinned before and I'm still alive." You don't understand. Death actually means separation. The death you are familiar with is physical death. When somebody dies, and then that individual is separated from the land of the living. That's what you understand. That's only one aspect of death. But death is separation. Yes, number one, separation from the life and from the land of the living. Number two, the separation really that is very painful, that is terrible, is the separation from the Lord of life, God, our creator, God, the giver of life, God, whose connection will bring life to you. When you are separated from him, you are separated from the power that creates. You are separated from the joy and the life and the livelihood coming from the creator. And that's why it says, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." That death, separation, the life of God is not there. The joy of God is not there. The power of God is not there. The excitement to live, that I belong to God, that is not there. And the claim that we're connected with God, that's not there. And it says, it's the wages we receive because of our sin. But you know, as you look at that verse, it doesn't stop there at death. It promises life to you. And tonight, I came to tell you that that separation from God will be canceled from your life. Connection. You'll be connected with life. Eternal life. Everlasting life. Abundant life. A joyful, happy life, an exciting life, abundant life for you tonight, in Jesus' name. That the freedom, and is settled already, settled by Christ, settled by the one who died for us on the cross of Calvary. That's why it says, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord." Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. When by yourself, voluntarily, with your mind and with your will, you surrender and give yourself to the Lord. And you say, by this commitment, by this confession, and by this faith in Christ, I give myself unreservedly. I give myself only unto Christ. Eternal life will come to you. And tonight is your night. Freedom. Sexual freedom. That freedom is in his salvation. That freedom is in his eternal life. That freedom is in his abundant life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. When you make him the Lord of your life, the master of your life, the director of your life, the controller of your life, and you say, by myself, voluntarily, you see my volition, I take my life out of the hand of Satan. Belongs to you. You've given it to Satan a long time, giving it to the occult a long time, giving it to the powers of darkness a long time. But now you say, I'm changing my mind. I'm changing my direction of life. I'm changing my focus. I'm changing masters. I'm changing laws. The devil, Satan, or his emissaries, or his servants, or the gangs representing him will no more be my Lord. I make Christ, the Redeemer, the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sin of everyone in the world. I make him my Lord tonight. Immediately from heaven, your name will register. Where is he? Amen. It's that you are there. Your name will register in heaven. And God will say, I give you eternal life, everlasting life. I'll give you the chance tonight, at the end of the message, to use your own personal will and your volition and to say, now I belong to Christ. I turn away from my sin. I turn away from everything that had controlled my life in the past. And now I give my life to Christ. And essential freedom from condemnation will come into your life in Jesus' name. John chapter 3. And I'm reading from verse 18. John chapter 3. Verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned. The moment you say, I'm not having my confidence in the works of my hand. I'm not having my confidence in the good things I have done. I'm not having my confidence in any religious activity I've been involved with. Him and him alone, Christ. I believe on him. I trust in him for my salvation, for my getting to heaven, and for the forgiveness and freedom from condemnation. I depend only on Christ's atonement, on the cross of Calvary. The moment you believe like that, he that believeth is not a community faith, it's a personal faith, a personal decision. You know, there are things that only you can do by yourself. You are born into this world, not in the company of other people. We're going to be born today. Personal. You breathe for yourself. Daddy, can you breathe for me on my behalf? The air will not get your lungs. If you don't breathe by yourself, personal, you lose the physical life. If you don't believe in Christ, by yourself, you lose the life eternal. You cannot say, I don't know how to eat. Mommy, can you eat for me? It doesn't happen that way. If you're going to have the strength that the food brings by yourself, you'll have that. Have you ever told somebody, I cannot sleep, sleep for me on my behalf? Can't happen that way. If you're going to have rest and restoration of strength in your body, you have to sleep by yourself. What I'm saying is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and to have salvation is not, daddy is a Christian, mommy is a Christian, therefore I am a Christian, I have eternal life. Doesn't work that way. He that believeth on him is not condemned. Tonight, you are going to believe. And as you believe, condemnation will pass away. It says, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Not because God doesn't want to set him free, but because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Condemnation will not come to you. Salvation will come to you. Let me hear your amen. Amen. And that salvation comes the moment you believe. And you'll do that tonight. And then all guilt, all condemnation will pass away from your heart, from your soul. You'll be a saved soul in Jesus' name. Look at John chapter 3. We're looking at verse 36. It says in verse 36, John chapter 3, in verse 36, it's telling us about the two groups of people in the world. One on the right hand side, the people that believe and they have everlasting life, eternal life, and the other group by their choice on the left hand side. You will be on the right hand side. Look at that verse, verse 36. He that believeth on the Son, he that believeth the present day, at this time, at this moment, at the time of opportunity comes, he, singular, that believes on the Son has everlasting life. Look at the second part. And he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life. I will see life. I will see life. How does that happen? Because the Prince of Life, the Creator of life, the one that brings life from heaven, he comes to you and he says, life is a gift. And I want to give you the gift of everlasting life, eternal life now. And as you stretch out your hand of faith and you say, yes, Lord, I know I cannot have that life except through you. I receive, I accept that life, everlasting, eternal, abundant, the very life of God will come to you in Jesus' name. Look at the others on the other side. It says, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath, the judgment, the punishment of God abideth on him. In John chapter 5, reading from verse 24, John chapter 5, Reading from verse 24, he tells us, he says, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Tonight, the way will be open for you. And the gate to life eternal will be open to you tonight in Jesus' name. When you indicate, yes, Lord, I believe, and I turn away from every sin, every activity, every behavior, every road that leads to death eternal, I turn away from that and I turn to the Lord, eternal life will be yours tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Salvation, forgiveness, total freedom, sexual freedom from condemnation comes to you tonight the moment you believe in Jesus' name. Let's look at number two. Number two is the sure freedom from the captivity of sickness. Sickness is like imprisonment. If the person is sick, really sick, he cannot be free and move about the way he wants, because that sickness, that disease ties him down. We say he's bedridden. He's tied to the bed and he cannot come out and do the normal activities. Or sometimes it's a problem of the brain. We say that man is in chains or shackles. And because of the chains and the shackles and the fetters of that brain problem, he cannot be allowed to freely move around in society. It's captivity. Or somebody that is just closed up indoors because he doesn't have the free use of his hands, of his eyes, of his ears, of every part of the body. And so it's like an imprisoned captive. But tonight, whatever sickness is trying to nail you down there, tonight you're free. Sure freedom. Assured freedom. A freedom that you will see it in your body tonight. And you will say, what I could not do before, now I can do it. You couldn't talk before, dumb. Tonight, you'll talk freely. You couldn't hear before. Tonight, you'll hear perfectly. And you couldn't move before because your legs, either you have broken bones or you have a paralysis or you have a stroke, whatever. Tonight, power will come from heaven. And assuredly, without a shadow of doubt, he'll give you the freedom from captivity of sickness tonight in Jesus' name. Look at Psalm 105, verse 37. In Psalm 105, verse 37, it says, he brought them forth. He brought them forth. Remember, I'm talking about those children of Israel. They were there in captivity. They were there in bondage. They were there as slaves, slaves of Pharaoh, and slaves of their plagues, and slaves of their incarceration, and slaves of their pains, and the slaves of their infirmity. And then God said, their time for freedom had come. As he tells you tonight, your time of freedom has come. My time of freedom has come. He brought them forth also with silver and gold. Poverty can put a person in captivity. Nothing to eat. It's only begging the masters of the slaves. Can I have something there? But tonight, you're free. Supernatural provision will come from heaven. And all that slavery that makes you to be a slave to those who can hand out some little things, a little at a time, abundance will come in your life. Because there is sure freedom from the captivity of poverty, and the captivity of sickness, and the captivity of demonic oppression. All those demons tonight, they have to leave. They have no choice, because Christ himself has pronounced you free. And you are free tonight in Jesus' name. It says he brought them forth also with silver and gold. Look at this. And there was not one feeble person. Not one feeble person among their tribes. Can you imagine that? Look at them. About 3 million people. Young people, teenagers, young adults, or married men, or married women, and married men, parents, all of them, the Red Sea opened for them to cross over. And Pharaoh and his chariots were behind them. And now, as the Red Sea opened for them, they were to cross over. Not one person among the 3 million was on a stretcher, and somebody trying to carry the stretcher. Not one person was blind and trying to find the way through the sea. And not one person was deaf, saying, what did they say? Where are we moving? What direction are we going? All of them, the power of God in their freedom came. Everyone was free. I said everyone was free. Free from their stretchers. You'll be free from your wheelchair. Everything that makes you not to be able to walk like others, tonight, all those things are broken out of your life. All those things, they are destroyed out of your life tonight in Jesus' name. There was not one feeble person among their tribes. They had 12 tribes. This tribe, look at them, all of them well. And look at the next tribe there, all of them well. Whichever tribe you are coming from tonight, you are well. You're healed. Total freedom. And there'll be no infirmity. And there'll be no sickness following you back home in Jesus' name. Not one feeble person. Their lungs were not weak. Their kidneys were not weak. And all the internal parts, the respiratory system, everything made whole. I came to declare to you tonight that that same God, the same at that time as he is today, that same Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, is coming your way. And is going to take all the feebleness and all the pain and all the attack, all the affliction away from you tonight in Jesus' name. How did Christ do it. Remember, he is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world and the sickness of the world, the sin and the consequences of the sin. He takes everything away. Look at that in Acts chapter 10. Reading from verse 38. Acts chapter 10, reading from verse 38. It says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. I want you to notice something there. God, the one that says, I am God, I change not. And what he did yesterday is doing today. And what he does today is doing tomorrow. That God that changes not, that God, the same God that brought out those children of Israel out of their captivity, and there was not one feeble person among them, that same God has sent Jesus to you tonight. And he will set you free. The moment we mention the name of Jesus, healing, miracle, deliverance, dominion will come to you in Jesus' name. How God, the unchangeable, the mutable God, anointed Jesus. With Jesus, the one the same yesterday and today and forever. The same Jesus that said, go tell John, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, and all the people that have any sicknesses, all those sicknesses are taken away. Even the dead are raised. That same Jesus anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power is by your side there tonight. And at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every plague will be taken away. Every infirmity will be taken away. At the mention of the name of Jesus, your healing will come there tonight. It says, who went about doing good and healing all? And healing all. It doesn't matter how long the sickness has been, and healing all. It doesn't matter where they have gone and failed to receive healing, and healing all. It doesn't matter how incurable the sickness might appear to be, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Oppressed of the devil. There is nothing the devil has done in anyone that Christ cannot reverse. Did you hear that? There is nothing the devil has done in any life that Christ cannot remove or reverse. And tonight, whatever the devil has done by his affliction, infliction, plague, disease, sickness, infirmity in your life, the Lord will remove it tonight. Because he went about, and he's still the same, he's going about doing good and healing all that are oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How do you get that? How do you receive that in your life? Jeremiah chapter 17, I'm reading from verse 14. In Jeremiah chapter 17, we're looking at verse 14. It says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Simple prayer, sure answer. Simple prayer, heal me, O Lord. He didn't even mention the sickness. A simple prayer, heal me, O Lord. Sure answer, and I shall be healed. Tonight, as we pray, that the Lord should touch you, heal you, transform you. Simple prayer, sure answer, you are healed tonight. Lord, second part there, save me and I shall be saved. Look at that. He didn't have to roll on the ground. He didn't have to go to River Jordan to get some water there and bath with that water. He didn't have to burn any candle or incense. Simple prayer and simple request and a sure response from heaven. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. Tonight is your night. Sure freedom. I say sure freedom. I say sure freedom. Number three now. In number three, we're looking at supernatural freedom into the Canaan of sufficiency. Supernatural. Something that a man could not give them. Something beyond an earthly freedom. A supernatural, heaven-sent freedom. Supernatural freedom into the Canaan of sufficiency. You see, whatever we do in life, all the efforts we make, all the trials we make, all the endeavors we get into by ourselves, we cannot have sufficiency for our spirit, for our soul, for our mind, for time, for eternity, for earth, and for heaven. The only place that sufficiency for your spirit, for your soul, for your mind, for your body, the only place that can come from is from the Lord himself. And it is when he grants you by grace, by gift, and free, when he gives you that, that is the only time you have that Canaan of sufficiency. Look at Exodus chapter 3, and I'm reading from verse 8. Exodus chapter 3, verse 8. It says in verse 8, and I am come down to deliver them. That's the statement of God. He said, Moses, you're just my representative. I'm the one coming down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Canaanites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. He said, I am come down. When he sent Jesus to earth and he was born in Nazareth and lived in Capernaum, and he went about doing good, God came down. His name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. And when he died on the cross of Calvary for you and for me, it was God that came down with salvation. And he says, and God says now, I am come. If he has come, our salvation is sure. Our sufficiency is sure. Our healing, deliverance is sure. It says, I'm come to deliver them. I'm come for one purpose. And the purpose is to deliver them from every form of bondage, every form of captivity. I bring them out and I take them in. The Lord is bringing you out tonight. And he's bringing you in to the Canaan of sufficiency tonight in Jesus' name. And it says, he'll bring them in into a land flowing with milk and honey. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 11, and I'm reading there from verse 12. Deuteronomy 11, verse 12, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. That's the land of Canaan, the Canaan of sufficiency, that every need of your life, as it brings you out of darkness and it brings you to the light, it brings you out of scarcity and it brings you into sufficiency, and it brings you out of your sickness and it brings you into healing and health, and it brings you out of your poverty and it brings you into his prosperity. It says it's a land, that land of Canaan, which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it. You come to that land, the land where you have salvation, the land where you have his sufficiency, the land where you have all his provision, the land where you have eternal life, everlasting life. It says, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon that land, from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year. Think about that. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year, it brings you to that land of sufficiency, and every need in your life will be met and supplied abundantly in Jesus' name. Look at verse 21. What a verse of scripture is this. In verse 21, it says that your days may be multiplied. I didn't hear your amen there. And it is of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them. Look at this. That's what we are coming to when you surrender and give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. When you say, I know my life by myself will be a life of insufficiency, a life of incompetence, a life of deficiency, but because I want to cancel that deficiency, that incompetence, and that insufficiency, I now bring myself voluntarily into the hands of Christ. Christ, my Savior. Christ, my Redeemer. Christ, my sufficiency. Look at the last line there. At the days of heaven upon the earth. The land where the Lord is bringing you to. The experience that the Lord is bringing you to. It's a life that gives you total sufficiency at the days of heaven upon the earth. And that life will begin tonight. Salvation begin tonight. Healing coming tonight. Deliverance beginning tonight. And all the tiredness and the weariness and almost wanting to give up, because life by yourself is not worth living. Now you come to Christ tonight, and then the joy of salvation and the joy of his sufficiency and the joy of his healing will come into your life. Today will mark the beginning of a better future in your life in Jesus' name. That's why the Bible calls it being born again. It's like you are born now into life, and I never saw any joy like this since I was born the first time. I never saw any peace like this since I was born the first time. A second birth, a spiritual birth, that you are born anew so that the days of heaven on earth can start in your life. Tonight, new life. Tonight, new power. Tonight, new joy coming from heaven into your life tonight, in Jesus' name. It's for you. Who is that? Where is that person coming upon your life tonight in Jesus' name? Now, you remember, you have by yourself to surrender this your life unto him, and all the things of the past, of darkness, of the devil, of sin, of all those dirty things, we cannot be mentioning one by one. You turn your back on them. You say, Lord, you came from heaven for me. I now come unto you, and I want that new life so that condemnation will vanish away, so that all those evil things and the calamity of the past, everything will vanish away. Lord, I come. And as you come, he will accept you. I said he will accept you. And then he will give you a new life, branch, new life. And you begin the days of heaven on earth in Jesus' name. God is ready. Anyone ready there? I said, anyone ready there? Bow your head and close your eyes. That moment of decision has now come. It's a moment of turning around. It's a moment of closing the door against the past and coming into a new life. He'll forgive all your past. He'll set you free. And he'll give you a settled freedom, a sure freedom, and a supernatural freedom. It's bowed and eyes closed. You want to give your life to the Lord and experience that new life now, that forgiveness now, and the cancellation of condemnation in your life now. Here is your chance, wherever you are, just raise up that hand and say, Lord, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. I turn away from darkness and I turn to your light. I turn away from the past and I turn to your present grace, gift of salvation. I turn away from all the bad things of the past. And I close the door and I lock the door against them. Lord, I come. Raise up that hand. If you're raising up your hand for that new life, for that forgiveness, for that salvation, for that eternal life, heaven-sent life, you're raising up your hand, please stand up wherever you are. God bless you there. God bless you there. Anywhere you are there, just you're raising up your hand. I want that eternal life, that everlasting life, that total freedom, freedom from sin, and freedom from the chains of bad habits. You're raising up your hand. Please stand up wherever you are. You want to make him the Lord, the director, the controller of your life right now. Rise up wherever you are, online, wherever you are, on the social media, wherever you are, and you want to hand over your life completely unto the Lord. You can indicate also there where you are. Raise up that hand and stand up there. Anywhere you are, you're watching over the television, you're over the radio, the freedom is coming to you, settled, sure, and supernatural. As you are standing up, just tell the Lord there and say, Lord, I come. Out of my sin, I come unto you. Out of my weariness and tiredness, I come unto you. Out of my shameful failure and pride, I come unto you. Out of deficient effort, I've been trying to change my life by myself. Lord, I come. Out of the condemnation and the guilt in my heart, in my life, Lord, I come. Tell him there and say, Lord, I take you now as my Savior. I take you now as my Lord. I take you now as my Redeemer, as the one that comes to set me free. I accept you because you came from heaven for me. And I come to you now in all humility. Believe that he has accepted you and received you. Believe that now his power works in your life, and he forgives you, and he saves you, and he grants you now a brand new life. Amen. We're going to pray together. I'm praying for you now, here and everywhere you are. You're handing over your life unto the Lord. This prayer is for you. Father, we thank you for your love that sent a Savior from heaven, the Lamb of God, who came to take our sins away. All these who have raised up their hands and they're standing up and they're turning their backs on the past and they're turning unto you now. Grant them forgiveness and freedom in Jesus' name. Blot their past sins away. Change their lives completely. And I pray that their sins will not come to your remembrance anymore in Jesus' name. Grant them that settled freedom, that sure freedom, that supernatural freedom. Let the peace of God and the joy of salvation be registered in every one of their hearts right now. And the power to go and live a better life, a good life, and a life for Christ here on earth. Grant them that grace and power now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. We know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much. Keep on standing. Our counselors are there and they will interact with you, answer the questions they are, you know, asking you. It's for us to help you. We ask our overseer to come and lead us at this time, for this time of counseling. I'll be coming back still to pray for you and to take all that yoke, all that infirmity, all that sickness, hand them to the Lord and for you to get your miracle of healing and deliverance tonight. God bless every one of you.
Welcome. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Everybody say, welcome to the kingdom of God. Newborn babes in the kingdom of God. If you are watching online, wherever you are, you just gave your life to Christ as you heard the message and the altar call made, the pastor is delighted to be of more help to you. We therefore want to implore you that you look at the link before you there now at the bottom of what you are using, and by the grace of God, you complete the form there. Then for those who are listening through radio and television, and by his grace you've given your life to Christ, we want you to continue with the convener of GCK. We want to continue with Christ. Therefore, take the phone number, the WhatsApp number I am dictating to you now. +234 915 444 9263. I repeat, +234 915 444 9263. There be a special meeting, launch hour with Jesus here tomorrow for all those who are here now at the Alpha location. Tomorrow by 3 p.m., by God's grace, in this same place here tomorrow, make sure you are here. You've just given your life to Christ. By 3 p.m. tomorrow, by his grace. There'll be a special online banquet for all those watching online who gave their lives to Christ, or who gave their life to Christ. It will take place on Sunday, 6th November 2022. More details about it will be communicated to you. Our pastor will be delighted to have you join this special banquet. God bless you. Bori banquet on Sunday, 6th November 2022 at Deeper Life Campground, Bori, 4 p.m. Please, Deeper Life Campground, 4 p.m. on 4 p.m. by his grace on the 6th of November. 6th of November. So please make sure by his grace you are there. If you've just received your miracle, as our pastor will be praying, has prayed even before this very program, you are there. We still want to hear your testimony. We want to hear from you. God bless you all. Get ready for your miracle. Get ready to catch your miracle. Start telling the problem in your life bye-bye. You will look for them, you will see them no more. The sicknesses you saw or you are seeing now, in some few minutes' time, you will see them no more. I say you will see them no more. Online, you will see them no more. In Canada, you will see them no more. United States of America, you see them no more. In Great Britain, you see them no more. All through Europe, you see them no more. All through Africa, you see them no more. All through Australia, you see them no more. Every part of the world, the Lord is going to touch you in some few minutes now. You will see the power of God touching you. The sickness will disappear. You will be set free. You're on the wheelchair. Start saying bye-bye to your wheelchair. It's going to be antiquity. It will be taken to museum. It will not be your property any longer. Start saying that now. It's going to happen. Just a few minutes time, it will happen. It will happen. Whatsoever is the walking stick you have been walking with, your legs is going to receive strength. And you will throw them away. You will not have them again. Get ready. In some few minutes, you will see the power of God coming right to your life. As our pastor, as the convener of GCK, we come in some few minutes' time, you will see God's wonder, God's signs, God's miracle in your life, in your family. You will see it. Barren women, get ready. you will never be barren again. The Lord is going to touch you. Every part of your life, the money you are saving to go for operation, start thanking God. You use that money to do something good. The Lord is going to take away your problem. Counselors, please make sure you take all their particulars, their full name, as expected. Make sure you write their telephone number, all the requirements there. Write it without omitting anything. Omitting a figure in their telephone number renders the whole thing useless. So please look at it critically and make sure you complete it very well. If where you are finished counseling, you let us know. The supervisors, you raise up the flag with you there so that we'll be able to know you are finished. Today is my day. What about you? It's your day. You will see it today. We will hear it today. We are not only going to hear, we see. Hearing and seeing the wonders in your life. Get ready. Just some few minutes time, you start celebrating. You start giving testimony. It shall be so. It will be so. The enemy cannot reverse it. The enemy cannot gainsay it. It will be done in your life. It will be done in your life. Tell yourself, it will be done in my life. In my family, it will be done. Get ready. Get ready. Heaven is ready. The man of God is ready. Today is your day of supernatural freedom. God is going to set you free. Counselors, look at areas where there are still people and please help them to do so. Let's do it quickly. Let's make sure we're accurate. If you are finished, you drop the slip in the bags with the supervisors. Is to continue helping you. Those who are online, complete the slip before you there. Today is my day. Today is your day. Get ready. Get ready. It shall come to pass. It will come to pass. Get ready. If you are finished in any of the areas, indicate, please. Counselors, remain there. Don't leave where you are there. Remain there. You are going to assist the people. As you will be there, those who are deaf, you are the one who will speak to them. After they have received their miracle, then now, you will be able to tell us what has happened. If you are by the blind, you go to that person who is blind, lay your hands upon the eyes, they will see. Those who are lame, give them your hand, just raise them, the power of God will do the work. It will be done. So remain where you are, don't go away. Remain there. Remain there. You remember Peter? Peter gave the hand to the lame man. The power of God went through. And that man was raised. Get ready. Get ready. Get set. Today is your day. Today is your day. Globally, get ready. In your house, they get ready. Wherever you are, get ready. The power of God is going to travel faster than lightning and strike you there. And your problem will disappear. Testimonies abound. How God has done it. Time passed. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Get ready. The only prayer you should be praying now is just to be saying bye-bye to this problem. God is going to do it again. In your life, in my life. Get ready. Counselors, are you ready? Indicate by letting us know. Get ready. Today is your day, my day, everybody's day. God is going to touch you. God is going to heal you. God has remembered you. Today is the obituary of all your problems. Get ready. Counselors, indicate if you are finished. Get ready. Miracle time. Miracle galore. Supernatural freedom. By my right hand side, if you are true, wave your hand at me. Wave it if you are true, counselors. At the middle, if you are free, if you are true, wave your hand at me. You are true, okay. By my left hand side, if you are true, wave your hand at me. Left hand side, you are true. I can't see your hands. Then quickly do so, please. Make sure you take all their particulars as indicated in the form. 2 rows the back, if you are true, wave your hand at me. Everybody stand up and get ready for your miracle.
Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. It's coming your way. What are you? Miracle. Healing. Supernatural wonders tonight in Jesus' name. The deliverer, the healer has come. Wherever you are, whatever the problem may be, just lay your hand there and raise up the other hand at the mention of the name of Jesus. That thing will vanish away. And a settled freedom comes to you tonight. A sure freedom comes to you tonight. And a supernatural freedom from every sickness, every yoke, every affliction comes to you tonight in Jesus' name. Raise up that hand and lay the other hand where you have the challenge. When you hear the final amen, check up, the miracle will arrived. Amen. We're ready now. Heaven is ready for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, the name that cannot fail, the name that heals the sick, the name that destroys every work of the devil, I come now on behalf of everyone. Everyone here, everyone online, everyone everywhere. Lord, I pray, perform your miracle of healing, deliverance right now in Jesus' name. That madness, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. All the spiritual demonic problems, you cannot resist the power of the name of Christ. I command those demonic afflictions, come out in Jesus' name. Any swelling, goiter, hunchback, fibroid, elephantiasis, hernia, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. All the tumor there, come out right now in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, for those who have so-called incurable disease, like cancer, any other problem like that, Lord, I pray, touch them, heal them now in Jesus' name. Affliction, long-standing problem, infirmity, deformity, long-standing problem, the Lord touch you right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who are under the power of darkness. I break that yoke right now. I destroy all those fetters and chains and shackles in Jesus' name. Total freedom. Complete freedom. Total deliverance upon every life right now in Jesus' name. Those blind eyes be opened in Jesus' name. Deaf ears be opened in Jesus' name. Dumb tongues be loosed in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, for those who are lame, paralyzed, having slow stroke, or broken bone, touch them right now. And I pray the mighty power of the Lord will mend everything in your life. All those who have other challenges that they themselves have mentioned to you, I pray, Lord, come to them right now, set them free. Break every yoke. Destroy the works of the devil. Manifest your miracle power, your healing, your deliverance in the life of everyone right now. Right, left, center, at the back, online, everywhere, receive your miracle. Confirm it in every life, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I got it. I got it. You have gotten it in Jesus' name. Check up yourself. Your miracle, your healing, your deliverance is right there.